أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة بنين وحفدة ورزقكم من الطيبات أفبالباطل يؤمنون وبنعمة الله هم يكفرون ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لهم رزقا من السماوات والأرض شيئا ولا يستطيعون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 72 and 73 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about His ni'mat, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows His power, His might, the things that Allah Ta'ala gives, and in comparison to the disbelievers that worship idols and anything besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. One great power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that Allah Rabbul Izzat had created for you from yourselves azwaj. Allah created your wives. Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created, and then from Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Hawa, and in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought the two together, and this has been the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah wants to show His Qudrat, His power, and Allah also shows His Rahmah upon us, that from the species of insan, man and woman, both humans, both understand each other, part of each other, and then from them, وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا. And then Allah Ta'ala made from your wives, baneen. Baneen actually means sons, here it will mean sons, children. وَحَفَدًا, حَفَدًا will refer to grandsons, in other words, grandchildren. Look at the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and in this system is a very great ni'mat of Allah, that a person would may have lived till an old age, but if Allah had not bestowed a person with children, he would have not been able to live that life of comfort, that coolness of his eyes. Secondly, the continuation of insan, of humankind, all of that has been included in this. Then we have grandchildren, and that continues, and of course the delight of the eyes of the grandparents or the parents. Here one important aspect is Allah said, وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا, that from your wives Allah Ta'ala had created your children, grandchildren. Here Allah wants to show that what you did, marriage took place, cohabitation took place, and then from there what happens in the womb of the mother, all of that has been referred to, those great qudrats and great powers of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah terminates, وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala brought us in this world, but Allah Ta'ala did not leave us stranded. This is a world of means. For man to live in this world, he has to eat, he has to earn. And it is Allah that opened these ways of our eating and earning. It is Allah that placed our sustenance and our rizq in the ground. It is Allah that sent down the rains so that whatever comes out from the ground is properly nourished. All of that, the qudrat, the power, and again the rahmah of Allah. Now Allah asks one question, أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Are they bringing iman in batil, in falsehood? They left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person leaves Allah, then that is batil. When a person worships anything but Allah, then that is batil. Ala kullu shay'in ma khala Allahu batilun, that anything besides Allah that a person worships, asks, makes dua to, all of that is batil. In other words, it is all falsehood. Wa bi ni'mati Allah hum yakfurun, and do they deny the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? They worship idols, but they get their children from Allah. They worship idols, they get their grandchildren from Allah. They worship idols and they get their rozi and sustenance from Allah. Wa ya'buduna min dunillah, and they worship leaving apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma la yamliku lahum rizqa, that beings, those things that do not have the ability, that do not have the ownership of sustenance, min as-sama'i wal ardi shay'a, from the skies or the earth in the slightest. But what can an idol do? What can a human do if a person is being idolized? How can he bring your sustenance to you? وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, and they do not have any power whatsoever. So here the comparison about Allah's ni'mat, Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, and everything else besides Allah. May Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.